In Washington, Congress and the Bush administration continue to spar over deleted emails. The Republican National Committee claims it's missing at least 4 years' worth of email from senior advisor Karl Rove and others. Here's what Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont had to say to that.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You can't erase emails. Not today. They've gone through too many servers. They can't say they've been lost. That's like saying the dog ate my homework.
In a response, White House spokeswoman Dana Perino invoked an icon of modern office culture.
I mean, I don't know if Senator Leahy is also an IT expert, but I can assure you that we are working very hard to make sure that we find the emails that were potentially lost.
Senator Leahy may not be an IT expert, but Mark Rogers is. He's a computer forensics expert at Purdue University. We spoke earlier, and I asked him to explain what exactly happens when you hit the delete key.
Actually, as far as the data goes, nothing really happens to it. It does what's called de-indexing it from the system. So the system thinks that it's got space to write more information to, but the actual data itself does not disappear. It's still there. It's still recoverable. So the word delete, actually, the term delete is not a very good term in this case because, to be quite honest, none of the information is actually deleted.
So how, in fact, do you really truly get rid of an email and make it disappear?
You have to do something called wiping, and this is actually where you go into a system and you actually go and overwrite the area that information used to be in. And it's only by overwriting that area do you make it not impossible, but extremely difficult to get anything back.
So when you hear this debate in Washington over whether or not these emails truly exist somewhere, what's your thought? Where do you weigh in? Do you think they're retrievable?
Well, without doing a really thorough investigation, I'm skeptical that somebody could just off the top of their head say, well, if they're deleted, that means they're gone. Even if they were deleted off the system that the individual used to send the mail, we know delete doesn't mean delete. The information is still recoverable. They would have to have gone to that extra step of actually wiping the information and overwriting it. Plus, that email exists in several different locations, and that's one of the interesting things with email. As historically, Enron and other individuals have found out, it's very persistent. It exists on the system that you use to create the email. It exists on the system that received the email. And it exists on the systems in between. So it's very hard to really wipe that information out of every possible location it could exist in.
I just keep thinking about storage in the midst of all of this. I mean, there are so many people all throughout the world writing so many emails. Wouldn't there be a certain point where you'd really have to start wiping out these emails because there's just no more space for them anymore?
Oh, exactly. And there's a relatively short time to live on any of the storage information in between. But quite often, they do backups on a fairly regular basis. So if the piece of email was sent during a time and then there was a backup done, you've also got a backup copy of that. And those tend to be saved for a very long periods of time.
Mark, if you don't mind my asking you a personal question, how often do you get rid of your own emails?
I make sure I wipe any confidential email off my system on a daily basis, simply because I'm a privacy advocate, and I realize how permanent that type of information really is out there.
Mark Rogers, cyber forensics expert at Purdue's College of Technology, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.